let's just try to review a little bit and catch up for today. So you basically have a universal question, seemingly universal question, which I'm not going to go into that much right now, but is basically machlokas is when the Torah needs rov. You need rov. For instance, shechita has to be rov. Okay, and there's other applications also. Do you need 50% or 51%? Okay. Does it mean more than the rest, majority, or does it mean like as much as the rest? That's the way we're kind of explaining it. Okay. A certain quantity of which the Torah says is significant enough, and it creates a quality in kula. Once you have rov, do you say you need more, which is nishchat, then it's a shalim, and then you say it's like it's kula shachat? What do you say now? As long as you have as much as the rest of the semen, so then it has the shem shchita, could it apply to the whole thing, and therefore it's a good shchita. Okay? And that's not particular to shchita. The Gemara treats that as a general question, is what has the chashivas of rov? Rov is a certain chashivas that comes about when you meet the quantity of rov. But is that chashivas emerge at 50% or at 51%? Okay, or greater than 50%. Right? That's the machlokas between Rav Kahana and Rav. Rav maintains that 50% does it. Okay? Rav maintains 50% does it. Okay? Fine. So now you have a problem. Problem is a kasha on Rav. Because it's open. Because the halacha is that by trefa. So trefa is an animal of the mortal wound. Okay? And what makes an animal a trefa? So any hole in the food pipe makes it a trefa. But only if rov of the windpipe is cut, does it make it a trefa. So it's clear that means you need 51% of the windpipe to be cut. From whatever, it's clear. It means 51%. So that's a kasha. Because why doesn't Rav maintains 50% equals 51% equals kula? Right? So why don't you say that he becomes a trefa when you get a 50% hole in the windpipe? Why is it that when it comes to trefa, you see you need 51%? It's the ksira to the general principle that 50 is kulo and it has a chashivas of rov. Right? That's the Gemara's kasha. Okay? So the Gemara answers, shiny trefa, dibe'inan rov ha'nera le'inayim. Trefa's different. Trefa's different. You need a rov which is nera le'inayim, which is nicker, noticeable. And a 50, exactly, technically, halachically speaking, you're saying it has a status of rov, but it doesn't look like rov. It's not an apparent rov, and you need it to be an apparent rov, therefore you need it to be 51%. So we said the question is, on the surface, is still, rov is rov. So it's true, you can't just say it's an exception, of those rovs, rov kukulos, once you have 50%, according to rov, it's a rov kukul, that's it. So what's the idea to say the simon is 50% of the trefa, 50% makes it a trefa, and rov makes it a trefa, and 50% is rov. So it sounds like an ad hoc answer just to say, oh yeah, by the way, it has to be rov in another 9. Right? Okay. To answer that, we made a logical, there's a logical move, and then there's like a further speculative point. But the logical move is like this, is that what's the halacha by trefa? The havimina is that what makes it a trefa is that the simen, the kana, the windpipe is cut. It's nefsak. Kulo. That's what makes it a trefa. It doesn't have a windpipe. But it comes along the halacha of ruba kakulo and tells you once you have rov, it's kakulo. If that were the case, then you'd have to say it goes by whatever is universally defined as rov. And if rav holds rov equals 50%, then it's going to throw a kula and it's 50% and that's it, it's a trefa and it's possible. You can't say, well, oh, but it's not nearly 9. Who cares if it's nearly 9? But ruva kula, 50% equals rov. 50% equals kula equals rov. So there's no room to say this is one case where it's an exception. You can't. It's ruva kula. But he says no. The more the answer is that's not the halacha by trefa. Trefa is a halacha. What makes it a trefa? Not kulo. That's not the halacha. What makes it a trefa? The Torah posits rov. Rov makes it a trefa. It's not like ordinary rov. Normally rov is just an approximation of kulo, so to speak. It's a way, a mechanism to create kulo. Right? Here, it's an intrinsic idea of rov. What makes it a trefa? The Torah is creating a siman of treifa. What's a siman of treifa by the kana? Rov. By the vashat, a kol shehu. By the kana, it's a rov. Now, what kind of rov did the Torah specify? Now it's a free game. You can say whatever you want. So it's saying is by, you're not bound by the universal principle now of Ruba Kakulo because it's not using that principle. It's an independent halacha that the Torah is defining what's the siman treifa. So the saying is, when it comes to Simani Trefa, the Torah sets up that which is visible. To create a Simon of Trefas, the Torah uses that which is visibly a Rov, the visible Rov. And it's different than normal Rov. It is different because it's a whole different halacha. It's nothing to do with Ruba Kukula. It's an independent halacha that the Torah wants to create a way that a man could check and determine whether there's Chias or not, whether it's a Lelian Olev or not. And there the Torah says that the Simon is Rov and Anayim. Which we suggest it perhaps makes sense that since the Torah is trying to create a siman of life, it uses something which is a good siman, a good indicator. A good indicator is something which is evident to a person. It's easy for a person to determine. Something which is like a exact, precise 50-50, that's something which is not as apparent. But the point in terms of the move is to say, to split this off from the universal principle of Ruba Kakulo and to say that it's an intrinsic halacha of Rov. Normally Rov isn't an intrinsic halacha. The halacha is not that shchita needs rov. The halacha shchita needs kula. But Ruba Kakula tells you that is kula. Here it's saying is by treifa, you see, there's no halacha of kula. You see, for instance, the vashad, it's a kolshu. By the kana, it's not a kolshu. It's rov. Rov and alanayim. That's what the gzeras kazav is here. That's the gzeras kazav is here. So it's once you break it free from the principle and mechanism of Ruba Kakula, you undermine the kasha. Okay, that's my main point. Okay, and that's where we're up to in the Gemara. The Gemara is not going to be happy with this differentiation. Okay, it's going to throw a Kal V'Chomer at it. And that's our job today, is going to be to try to understand this Kal V'Chomer attack on this differentiation between Shechita and Treifa. Okay, the Gemara says it like this. So that was Rava. That was Rava's answer. That was Rava's defense of Rav. Okay?
For Rav
against the fact that Treifa goes by 51% and Rav claims that Rov is at 50%. Abaye doesn't like it. Abaye is not happy with this defense. Amar le Abaye. It's on Chav Tesimut Aleph. It's like around the 10th line. Okay, it's probably... Okay, it might be a good idea to see it. I'm not sure. But you could see if you're, you know... Cool then. Amar le Abaye. The lo kol dekeinu. But isn't it a kol shekein? Isn't it a kol shekein? Let's see what. Uma treifa de b'mashehu mitrefa. And if regarding a treifa, that sometimes even a mashehu could create a treifa. Where? Rashi. Ma treifa de'ika mekomos tuva de mitrefa behu b'mashehu. There are many places where it becomes a treifa of the mashehu. Kigon kubas vesha, v'hareya, v'hadakin. Okay, different parts, right? The food pipe, the lungs, the dakin. Not sure what those are. Okay. So if ma by a treifa, sometimes it works with the kolshehu. Heicha de b'inan ruba, when it needs rov, but inan ruv haner le'nayim. It demands Rav Hananayim Shchita the ad ika ruba lomis kasha, the Shchita which always demands Rav. It's never good with the Kol Shehu, even by the Vesha. The Torah doesn't allow a Kol Shehu. It demands a Rav. So what kind of Rav is it going to demand? A more Meikel Rav or a more Machmir Rav? Well, hold on, Shchita you see is more Machmir than Treifa. Because that you see that treifa sometimes exists by a kol shehu, but shchita never exists with a kol shehu. So shchita is more chamor. So therefore, when it comes to a rov, you see even by that which is mekel, namely treifa, the Torah chooses the very chamor version of rov, the rov and alayim. So isn't it lo kol shekin that by shchita too, lo kol shekin, which is where the Torah strict the requirements, the inan rov and alayim, that is can also demand the rov and alayim. And it's not going to be sufficient with an exact rov, right? Rashi. So Ma'atreifa, again, the Yomer comes to the mitzvah of Ma'ashu, Kigun Kosevashad, if Shchito, which is a treifa, which sometimes was a Kamashu, Bein, Rav, and Iranayim, Bimikomos, Shuz, Kavrahim, Rav, Kigun Bekana, Uvichor HaShedra. That when it says Rav, you tell me it needs Rav, and Iranayim. Shchita, Dadika, Ruba, Lomis, Kashra, Da'afilu, Man, de Machsher, Nishun, de Kari, Le Ruba, right, because even according to the shita who holds that it's kosher by 50%, because that's considered rov miuta kulamodu, but by a miut everyone agrees it's not good, right? Even though it would make it a trefa, a hole in the kana and the vesha would make it a trefa, it's not good for shita. So certainly, when it comes, when the Torah does demands rov. When it demands Rov here, it should certainly choose the Chomer version of Rov. Right. And on the surface, the Kasha is that if, based on the Svara, what he's saying is like these things are not comparable. It's not pshat. You choose the Chomer version of Rov or the Mikla version of Rov. Well, Shchita is discussing the universal principle of Ruach Kula. And Ruach Kula, as a general, in general, is a halacha of 50% according to Rav. Right? That's just what Ruba Kulo is. But now, when it comes to Trefa, it's not Ruba Kulo. It's a totally different halacha. Totally different halacha. Which is that what's the Simon Trefa? Rovin Anayim. So now what's your Kasha? That if by Trefa, which is Chamor, the Torah demands Rovin Anayim, certainly by Shchita, Rovin Anayim. But Shchita is not a principle of Rov, of Rovin Anayim. That's just a totally different mechanism. It's just totally different mechanisms. So it's not even by Shchita or being Mekel, it's just that we're applying the universal principle of Ruba Kekula when it comes to Shchita. So how do you just go and start comparing Trefa to Shchita? It's not Trefa to Shchita. Trefa is one type of a halacha of Rov, and Shchita is a totally different universal halacha of Rov. So how do you just throw Shchita into the mix here and say, now Shchita should also demand the Rav and Elanayim. Right? And because of this Kasha, the Gemara says, Ella, rather, the Kule Alma Mechsa Mechsa Eina Karov, really Eina Chanami. Back off. Change the whole shot. Really, everyone agrees that 50% is not considered like Rav. Can't be. Even by Shchita. It has to be 51. If by Shefa it has to be 51, then by Shchita it has to be 51. All bets are off. The whole Gemara backs off. The whole thing of saying that Rav maintains 50% is a good by Shchita, because it can't be. That's how Rav moves. Okay?
That's
Rav's conclusion. Yeah, that's how the Gemara really goes. Ends. I mean, at least according to Rav, it seems like that's the last word in the Gemara. It seems like Rabbi doesn't respond. And that's it. All bets are off. And then it goes, says Mechsa Mechsa, because by something else, by Karban Pesach, which we'll get to, but it's a different, totally different thing. Okay. So this is like a major, you know, a knockout, right? So that's the problem. Is this what kind of a knockout is this? A trefa, the Gemara is saying, is more kal than shchita, because it's kal and chomor like a different in a certain sense. But kal means it's like easier to create a trefa than it is to create shchita, because you see, for instance, let's say the kana. I know, but I think like kal and chomor isn't like, at least the way it's being used here, it doesn't mean in terms of like, is it more restrictive for me? Mm-hmm. But it means in terms of like the conceptual definition of what defines it as dead. Like in a certain sense, they're both trying to create the effect of like a dead animal. So like when it comes to trefa, the Torah has a lenient definition. Namely, once you make a hole, kosher hole on the vasha. But when it comes to shchita, it chooses a more chamor definition. It has to be a rov hole, right? So it's like a conceptually more chamor, even though it may practically eventuate in a kula for a person in a certain case. But we're talking like in the conceptual framework, which is interesting. I hear your point. It's interesting that kal v'chomer could work that way. Kal v'chomer, it's like in the conceptual kal and chomer. Right, that it's easy to create the shame of like a ben maves, you know, where it's hard to create the shame. So it's like chamor, that it's like strict in its requirements. It's not so simple to define it as that. But by trefa, it's easy to define it as that. So if on trefa, it's easy to define it as that, still when it comes to rov, it demands a real rov, 51%, then by Shechita, which it's not so easy to make it such, then certainly. But I'll tell you, it's very reason, good reason why. Because by Shechita, the rov is Rubo Kukulo. So it's not more than 51%. It's Rubo Kukulo. That's what it's using. So that's why it's allowing it at 50%. But by Treva, it's a whole different thing. It's just totally creating a separate thing. It's like it's mixing up the two rovs. So Matt says the question good. Is that what's it saying? It really is consistent with the logic. Because what's the logic is that in general, Treva is more Mekel. Because you see, let's say by the Vashad, Kalshu makes it a Treva. But you see by Shchideni Rov. So I'll tell you that by the same thing by the Kana. By the Kana, by a Treva, it needs a Rov and Elenayim. And by Shchita, it needs Kula. It's just that Rubaka Kula. But conceptually, it's consistent with the normal thing, is that Shchita always needs Kula. And Rubaka Kula 50% is Kula. But Treifa is sufficient to have either a Kalshu or to have Rovin Elenayim. So Treifa really is always more Mekel. So it's true, practically, Shchita ends up becoming more Mekel by Shchita, by the Kana. But not because it meant 50 is enough, and not 51. But it's conceptually because of the universal principle of Rubo Kukulo. So, I mean, you could say, you know, it's not clear how the Kal V'Chomer works that way, but it certainly doesn't help the situation. Right? I mean, obviously, that's the thing, the first step here. First step is to think about this point. I mean, we have to work out the Kal V'Chomer and the steps here. But the first thing is to think about the following. Is it somewhat of an absurd conclusion? What Abaye is trying to push into Rav, which is that if it, let's say exactly 50% of it is gone, right, of the Kana is gone. So now what are you going to say? It's not a Treifa. It's not a Treifa, right? Because it's not, you need Rav and I am. So what does that mean? It's going to live, right? Because that's not a whole Treifa. Treifa means it's so full to die, right? So it means 50% is going to live, right? But you're telling me that's a kosher shchita? Is a kosher shchita, the thing is going to live. And in terms of shchita, it's the simon is nifsak. Let's say it's by a bird. Let's say it's by a bird. We only need one simon. So you're going to tell me I cut the 50% of that simon, right? It's a good shchita. It's kosher. I can eat the bird. But yet the thing is the treifa and it's going to live? Isn't that ridiculous? How could that be? You can tell me, how could it be that the treifa, something is not a treifa, which means it's omid to live, and yet at the same time, I've done enough for shchita, which means I've killed it, or I've knocked out the simen, the death simen. You know, it's like, insofar as the simen is like totally broken, and it's about basically dead. You know, or even my behemoth, one simen, but the simen's gone. I mean, so far as shchita's concerned, I've cut the simen. It's equivalent to if I get to cut the whole thing. Right? It's like a kind of a crazy result. Right? Okay. So crazy.
Doesn't sound like what he's saying, though.
Oh, right. So crazy that you don't think you really need a Kal V'Chomer for that. Just say, that's crazy. Right. Say, what are you, crazy? Don't say that. Don't say, loud. Call the Kainu, Kal V'Chomer, this, that. Right. It's too good. Right? Too good. Problem is, if this is too good, look, it's still good. What are you going to do? So why would you then need a Kal V'Chomer? Apparently, you'll have to say, if you follow this logic, there's a way out of this point, which Rafi's noticing. There's a way out of the point. And the Kal V'Chomer smashes that. You know what I mean? Apparently there's a way to resolve and to get out of that question. But you can't do it, because the Kal V'Chomer is going to knock it off. Okay, I'm just sketching what might be a way. I don't think this is the only way to answer it, but that would... If there's a way out of the logical point which Ravi's making, maybe there's some halachic way to wiggle out of it. And then the Kal V'Chomer would squelch that. Then that would be nice. Right? Kind of like, you know, sketching what might be a nice path towards an answer, but now you have to kind of work out the details. That's sometimes the way to come up as far as, you know? Like to go at least inform what type of an answer would be nice, and then you have to get the concept of it, right? But at least inform that would help, you know, work out both problems. You know, how could you wiggle out of Rafi's point? How could you possibly say that you're going to say it's not a treifa, and yet it's a shachat? How is that possible? Maybe like this, and I think this is wrong. I think you're trying to get to this, Rafi, but that who said Shechita means, I'm saying Trefa means is going to die. That's what Trefa is. These are the simanim of death. That's what Trefa is. It's going to die. But who said Shechita means, I'm sorry, so who said Shechita means is going to die? Or say, it's dead. Who says that's what Shechita is? Shechita is a maaser, it's a nachshel basar. Right? Does it mean that it's dead? I mean, for instance, halacha is if you do shechita and it's still popping around, still it's kosher anyways. Darbanan, you don't need it, but whatever. But you see, even though it's still moving around, then shechita is a machshir. And I think there's a halacha even, like maybe I could find it, but is that if you do a shechita to an animal, the baby which is inside of the animal, to a mother, a pregnant mother, the shechita applies to the ubar, and the ubar is a shem shachat, and it's kosher, even though it's alive. And it could be walking around, and you're allowed to eat it, even though it's alive. Wow. It's a mutter way to eat it, menachai. Right? I think that's one of the things, is like when there's a gemara which says, like a person wanted a Torah to the matter, anything which is also, there's a way to have it back.
Hunting.
What?
Hunting.
Like shooting. Oh, that's the thing. Oh, the shechita. No, I think it says you could eat different menachai, you could eat it like this. I think it's called the maybe it's called ben pekua or something. And then I think it says meat and milk. You can have the milk of also when you do shechita, maybe the milk which is found inside the keva, maybe or something. There's a way. Power milk, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or then there's all kinds of like different things. Dam, I think fish blood is, you know, it's like there's always all these things. I think that's one of the things you can have.
Pork.
I don't know if there's a way to have pork. But there's something, maybe there's something which tastes like pork, I don't know, I forget. Grillers, you know? Yeah. But no, my point is like this, that intrinsically, the Gemara could be arguing that there's a premise that Rafi is making, and we've kind of been thinking of it like this, is that Shechita means it's dead. But Shechita doesn't, by definition, it doesn't mean it's dead. Shechita means you shech to cut the two sermanim, and it's mother to eat, and that's the same Shechita. You think of it as a method of killing, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. You see, I'm saying, you see from that case, which maybe would be good for me to find, is that you could have a baby which is a nishchat and its mother, even though it's alive. And you see the halacha is that the animal could be jumping around still, and its mother to eat it right after you do shechita. I mean, it's true, it's going to die in a few minutes or whatever, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's dead, right?
Oh, we said you can't eat the animal while it's jumping around.
What?
Didn't we say you can't eat the animal?
You can't eat the rabbanon. Oh. Or maybe it's an asay. The chalal so chal adam. But it's not because it's like, it's a different problem. It's not because it's like the shechita didn't work. It's a different problem of lo so chal adam. It's not the rabbanon, but it's a lo so asay. But it's not an avela, what?
Maybe the quick molicha.
Molicha? Oh, it doesn't mean because you're eating blood. Lo so chal adam is one of those, like, lab that means five different things. Like Lash of the Falls. One of them is while it still has dam in it. But it's not that the Shechita is matir. It's one of them at Isurim in that lab. Another one is not eating before davening. Another is Mitzvah Ramora. That's like a Lash of the Falls. It's like five different things. Yeah. Losochu al Hadam. Fine. So my point is like this, is that you could have argued, is that Trefa means it's going to die. If it's not a Trefa, it means it's going to live. But shechita means you cut the semen. And once you cut rove of the semen, 50% of the semen through Buka Kulo, I've cut the semen. So it's a nishchat. So what's the problem? Right? But what would turn out if you said that? It would turn out that the definition of shechita is more makel than the definition of trefa. Right? Wouldn't turn out that way, at least in this case. Right? Because then it's going to turn out what makes it a trefa is that it has a 51% thing. But the definition of shechita is nishchat ha-semen, which is 50%. Right? Now we're ready for a kal v'chomer. Is that you see that you have trefa and you have shechita. Right? Now let's say you go to the vashat. You go to the vashat and you cut a tiny hole in the vashat. It's a trefa. You cut a tunnel in the vashat, with a human being does that with a shechita knife, it's no good. So you see that shechita is killing it plus. It's more than what trefa is. Trefa means it's going to die. But shechita is going to die plus you do chatichas ha-semen. It's more. It's over and above. It's not just take your knife and kill it on the semen. Make it that it's going to die. But it's beyond that. That you have to kill it through chatichas ha-semen. But it's like over and above. Over and above trefa. So now, when it comes to the kana, if you see by a kana, it's not a trefa until 51%, pashut, that it's not going to be shechita either. It's chatichas ha-semen, whatever. Doesn't matter, chatichas ha-semen. But the shechita has to be built upon, it's more than just killing it. So shechita is, because of a kal v'chomer, you can't just say shechita has nothing to do with death. It's just chatichas ha-semen. Chatichas ha-semen, it's like killing it plus, killing it through chatichas ha-semen. And that's why if you just make a little hole in the vessel, it's not good. Because it's killing it through chatichas ha-semen. It's not just killing it. Trefa is just that it's going to die. I don't care chatichas ha-semen, not really ha-semen. It's going to be a tiny hole in the semen. But shechita is killing it through chatichas ha-semen. It's built upon trefa. It's furthering trefa. It's a chumra on top of trefa. That it's not just that you kill it, but you kill it through a certain method. And shechita is a killing method. And if you tell me that it's not a dead until it's 51%, because Rav and Elanayim, then it's not shechita until it's 51%. And you'll tell me universally, Rov is 50%, and that, it can't be. It just must be that you need 51%. Right? And therefore, Rav can't be that he's saying by shechita is 51%. Can't be shechita is 51%. Because shechita is a type of killing. It's built upon trefa, based on the kal v'chomer. Logically, you could have said this, but kal v'chomer, I mean, this is where kal v'chomer comes in. The Torah is nitan to be nidrash with the kal v'chomer. And kal v'chomer tells you can't say this. I mean, that's where there's a mechanism of kal v'chomer. I don't think it's, I mean, this is a different discussion, but I don't think kal v'chomer means it's like logically it has to follow. I think it's because the Torah is nitan to be darash through kal v'chomer. And you have a right to derive halachos through the mechanism of kal v'chomer. That if you set up, here you have set up a kal v'chomer, you see by Vashet, for instance, a trefa is a kal, and shechita is a chomer. So then, when it comes to the kana, you can say the same thing, that if the Torah has a chumra by the kana and says it's not considered dead, and it's not considered trefa until 51%, then shechita has to also be that. It's also its chomer. And therefore, you could derive that the concept of shechita is a concept of a type of killing through chatichas ha-simanim, and it includes the concept of killing, and it does include the concept of killing, and that's the conclusion. And I, the animal or whatever, I mean, that's the, you're the answer to those questions, but like you're killing the mother, and that is the mahutar of the baby as well, or whatever. You know, I'm not saying that is the way we think about shechita as a type of killing, and that is the conclusion, but I'm saying it doesn't logically, intrinsically have to have been that way. Is using the kal v'chomer to derive that is the case, based upon the principle of kal v'chomer. And since that's the case, so it can't be that Rav maintains, since we know the conclusion that is open, that trefa needs 51%, because Rav and Elanayim, so then you know, it's not dead until it's 51%, so then shechita can't be 51%. Even if you were to say universally Rav is 50%, it's still shechita can't be. And therefore, it can't be that when Rav and Rav Kahana are arguing about 50%, 51%, it can't be by shechita. And therefore the Gemara says, Ella kule alma mechza mechza ina karov. So that's it. So it must be they both agree that, no, it's not karov. That's not what they're arguing about. And it's totally, what about Rav and Rav Kahana? There's a machlokas. Oh, that's talking about by Karav and Pesach, because that's different. And that's what we're going to do next, you know. It abandons that whole path, you know, because it can't be. Can't be. It's a more thought. And that's why I think really Rashi, when it says, Itma Rava Machsa Machsa Karov, Rav Kana Machsa Ina Karov, Rashi says, Kasal Gadaita Chlein Shchita Kamar. He thought that it was by Shchita, but it turns out it doesn't do Shchita. It's a totally different question. But it's a particular question by Kana Machsa. I think what I'd like to do next, this is very interesting. So next is basically this Karam Pesach thing. But then the Gemara now is saying the Kula Alma really Matsa Matsa isn't Rav. And really, Rov means Nerel Naim, Rov means Rov. So now Tosos is going to ask, what do you mean by Erevin? We pask and that 50% is good. Parat's Kalmet is good. So sometimes we really Rov, 50% is good. So then all the Rishonim give different answers. There's a Tosos Rosh, there's a Ramban, there's other Mesachtas, comes up in Erevin also. So the Rishonim, there's Rashba. The Rishonim tried to give different solutions to that problem, how to resolve this. On the one hand, the Gemara here, Paskin 50% is not Rov. The Gemara by Erevin, Paskin 50% is Rov. Right? And Tosas, just to show you how interesting this is, Tosas' answer, Veshema Yesh L'chalik. The Hacha Isser V'toma. Here we're talking about Isser and Toma. That's when 50% isn't Rov. V'hasam L'nin Mechitzos. And that's by Mechitzos. V'lo Dami. And they're not similar. That's it. It doesn't help you too much. Maybe you can answer that this is by Israel, and they're not similar.
Okay,
so just a little bit of a preview to the difficulties here. But Tosos is especially quiet. Other Rishonim talk a little bit more than that.
That's on Monday?
That's on. Well, I think first we should finish up in this Gemara, which is the Korban Pesach. But I think that's like a one and out. I think it's
Nidal.
Where's
Korban Pesach?
Korban Pesach is the bottom, right before the two dots. Ella. You see, Ella de Kule Alma Mechsa Mechsa Inakarov. Really, Mechsa Mechsa is not Rov. Vichy Idmar de Rav, the kind of Ibad Rav says it is. He says, that's Lenin Pesach Idmar. Shehari Shayishon Mechsa Torah Mechsa Tmeim. The Kaisos 50-50. Right? The question is whether they go to Korban Pesach Sheni or not. Rav or Mechsa Mechsa Kerov or Kana Mechsa Inakarov. And it explains it. So, I mean, you got to do that with the Rashis, right? There with the Rashis, and have to find the Machlokes there with Korban Pesach, by Pesach Sheni. And then once we do that, I think we'll try to go to, to the Tosos, the Kulei Alma, and the Rishonim on that. Okay, I have to get exactly the Rishonim, they're all over the place.